It's time once again for Webcomic Action News with news anchor Hitch and McGetalong.
I'm Hitch and McGetalong, and now for today's top stories.
Dateline Valiant City. The superhero sloth known as Plastic was nearly arrested for indecent exposure today after his plastic suit was melted by a pyrokinetic supervillain. The villain, an as-yet-unnamed female gray African elephant with the tusks of a male, could not be reached for a comment. The plastic-manipulating super sloth was not arrested, as his partner, Paper, explained to the police that he is a paranormal and not subject to decency laws, much to Plastic's deep embarrassment. Tempers flared as Plastic blasted Paper for jeopardizing his secret identity. We will be bringing you more on this story as facts are uncovered. Uncovered. That's a good one. In the webcomic Room for One More, deep beneath Fry's mansion at 86711 Prospect Boulevard, Adonis Leonine and Aroma Skunk were captured by a tribe of savage frogs and taken to meet the chief. When the two mammals asked why they were being taken to see the chief, the frogs explained to them that the chief wishes to know how the cat keeps his hair so clean and shiny. Further information is not available, as the company which manufactures the lion's shampoo would not pay us to advertise for them. Speaking of advertising, we now pause for a word from our sponsor.
Hey kids, are you tired of actually eating food that has nutritional value and tastes good and is good for you? Well, now there's a new food on the market. It's Plastic. Yes, you can eat Plastic all day and never gain a pound because it has absolutely no calories. But boy, will it clog up your colon. Kids love Plastic, and moms love Plastic too. No, you don't. Yes, you do, because it's so inexpensive. Oh, I guess we do then. Roll it into a ball and bounce it down the hall. Just try doing that with peanut butter and jelly. It flexes. Turkey legs don't bend or flex. They just lay there on your plate. So for a meal that's tons of fun and no good for you whatsoever, try Plastic.
You've got to be kidding me. That was our sponsor? No, seriously. Otter Island continues to be under siege from the forces of Prince Selv. For a live report, we go to Chaos Otter, who is on location. Chaos, what can you tell us about the situation?
I've never seen anything like it. It's a situation, that's for sure.
Is it true that the king has challenged the leader of the Shadowlings to a contest of champions?
A contest of champions. For a moment, I thought you said breakfast of champions. And, you know, that wouldn't make much sense, would it? No.
So...
Yes, the king did challenge the leader of the Shadowlings to a contest of champions.
And have they selected a champion?
It was a difficult process. The emperor of the Nagil, he did offer to lend them a champion in exchange for one of the Ebenezers. That's one of the outlying rocks off the coast of the island. And they said no, probably because the emperor is a big duty head. Yeah, at least that's the general consensus here on the island. The king eventually decided to go with Tim the Android, because Tim can produce sunlight from a solar lamp in his chest. Yeah. And he's probably going to do that.
Can we be expecting confirmation of that?
Confirmation. I can confirm the confirmation. That's confirmed. I can confirm that the confirmation is confirmed.
In Orwell's gas station today, Arctic Wolf was forced to hide in the back office as the station was swamped with irate customers violently protesting the rise in the price of gasoline. The area manager was soon on hand and explained to the irate crowd that the price of gasoline is not set by the gas companies, but by the laws of supplies and demand. The Orwell's area manager cited his own personal financial situation, pointing out that he was wearing a solid gold leisure suit because he had not been able to afford platinum. For more on the situation, here is Mujibur with a Man on the Street interview.
Oh yes, hello, this is being your old buddy, Sirajul. I am not Mujibur, but that is okay, everybody keeps getting our names mixed up.
Sirajul, sorry, I'll make a note of it.
Oh, that is quite all right, Mr. H. and McGedalong. I am here on the scene as a reporter. I am normally a DJ, but today I am working as a reporter because the station cannot afford to hire real reporters. And I am here to get the reaction of the man on the street to the high gas prices. I am here with a polar bear who is drinking a cappuccino. What do you think of the high gas prices, Mr. Polar Bear?
High prices bad.
Oh, thank you very, very much for sharing that, Mr. Polar Bear. Please continue drinking your $9 cup of coffee.
It was a tense situation at St. Fred's Cathedral and Monastery, as the Bible-based radio show The Fursome Foursome made this comment.
Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion.
Afraid of being inundated by nasty letters from pigs listening to the show, Orin hastily backpedaled and explained that it was not the pig's snout that he was calling ugly, but rather the gold ring. Upon hearing this, Granny Diamond, a minor character in the comic Room for a Hard Place, who is set in a gold ring, threatened to sue for defamation of character. Granny Diamond decided not to sue, however, when she realized that the man who originally penned the words had been dead for thousands of years and was therefore beyond the reach of the law, and also when she realized that minerals do not have legal rights in this country. In Tongue Tanglers today, a pair of indigo-colored macropods were spotted sporting with some leftover Christmas logs. Said onlookers, you know what I'm trying to say.
You mean two cool blue roos full with Yule Fuel?
Yes, that... Wait a minute. Chaos, aren't you supposed to be on Otter Island? How'd you get back here so fast?
I took the elevator.
Oh, well, there is still no word on the rock band known as the Fuzzies, who were recently threatened with death by the extraterrestrial android Agnac. Rumors are circulating, including one that the Fuzzies are in the woods having a crossover with Quest of the Therian Urn. Well, it's time once again for today's horoscope, and to read it here is Madam Cheetah.
If today is your birthday, and we know it is, today is the day you finally complete that long, painful transformation into a real rabbit. Minoxidil is a sound investment at this time. Hoot like a monkey whenever possible. That pickle-like object in your garage is actually an ambassador from planet Glixerbgnd. Who doesn't like rabbits, boldness, or monkeys? Avoid him. It's true. The stars say so.
Finally, in lighter news, employment was the topic of the day in comic strip Banzaiaki. Contrary to popular belief, it seems that there are many careers open to a young tree spirit. Among them, growing fruit, taking in birds as boarders, and lending your body out to elves to be used as a cookie factory. With all the news that's fit to stomach, this has been Webcomic Action News on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.
This has been Webcomic News with Anchorman, Hitch, and McGetalong.
Fuzzy Butt.
Hmm? What?
The show's over. Do the dee 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 things.
Oh!